Welcome to Revival for Mission. I'm excited about today's program as we talk about using our talents for mission, specifically musical talents. I know you'll be blessed. Stay with us for Revival for Mission. Christian music is such a powerful witness for mission. Pastor Wilson, I know you love music. In fact, music's part of your life. Tell us about how music's impacted you.
I'm only an amateur, but I've been singing for many, many years.
Heard you in a quartet.
Yeah, I've been in quartet and choir and all of that, and I play clarinet and a tiny little bit of piano I used to. But you know what? I am so glad my mother made me practice. I tell you, music is like another language. It just opens up a new vista, opens up a new understanding of how to relate to people and also to things, but it has to be good music.
I remember a young lady saying, when I heard that song, I decided to give my heart to Jesus.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Our guest today is an incredibly talented musician who's using his musical talent for mission. But before we interview him, share a scripture thought with us.
Friends, have you ever thought about the important role music plays in the Bible? In the book of Psalms, which is an entire collection of beautiful songs, we read in Psalm 100, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations." You see, in this, as in many of the Psalms, we see how singing plays such an important role in expressing thanksgiving and praise to God. In other parts of the book, such as Psalm 150, instruments such as the flute, the harp, and the trumpet are used in a mighty way to praise the Lord. Music is such a powerful medium because it not only brightens the mind, but it also touches the heart. This is why it's so important to choose our music wisely, to think carefully what it is that we want to echo in our minds and to resonate in our lives. Let's choose the kind of music that uplifts us, that praises God, and lifts our hearts to heaven. And whatever we do, whether we sing or play or just enjoy listening, let's do all to the glory of God.
Welcome back to Revival for Mission. We're excited today to have a very unique guest who's got a powerful testimony of using a gift God has given him for mission. Carlo, it's great to have you on the program today.
Great to be here too.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Carlo Dove, and I'm originally from Haiti. And I lost my arm when I was 4.5 years old, and my mother was street vendors, and my father was a baker, although they were not together because my father and my mom were not together because my father has a wife, so I end up being raised by a single mother.
Mm. And so tell us a little bit more about what happened to your right arm at the age of 4 and a half or something.
4 and a half. I was with my mother when I was 4 and a half, and I decided to ask my mom to let me spend some vacation with my grandmother. And while I was there in the country, and I fell, and I broke my wrist.
Mm.
And being there, I did not go to the hospital on time. My arm got infected.
Oh.
Now, in that area, since we were not close to the hospital, and they took me to a leaf doctor or people who use natural medicine. And sometimes some of them, if they're not Christian, they use like voodoo spelling or those kind of things. But my grandmother thought if my mother knew, my mother will be stressed. Therefore, she decided not to let her know about that. And when they took me to the hospital, it was too late. And my arm was already infected.
Hmm.
So the only way to save my life was to amputate the arm.
Hmm.
Now, sometimes even talking about taking me to hospital, some people might think it is like a closed area, but it was not. They have to carry me over 6 hours.
Hmm.
To get to a place where they can find public transportation to bring me to the hospital.
Sounds like a tragic story, but you've got a beautiful trumpet right next to you. So somehow you made it through that tragedy and got interested in playing a musical instrument.
Yes.
That seems like a pretty challenging instrument with just one hand.
I mean, and how did you adapt? I mean, you know, you were, as I understand it, basically right-handed.
Yes.
So you've lost that function, and now you're going to adapt with your left hand and even play the trumpet?
Yes. You know, I love this wonderful quote from Christ's Object Lesson. It said, as the will of man cooperate with the will of God, he became omnipotent.
Hmm.
And I had that mindset when I was growing up that if I trust God, there's a lot of things that I can do. Basically, I can accomplish the impossible. And with my mother, who always never questioned my ability to do things, that also helped me. But I always believed that if I trust God, God could do miracle to me. So, in fact, when I was around 9 when I started to be interested in trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked music teachers to let me play. They said that I could not. In fact, that took me about 3, almost 4 years until they were convinced enough to let me try.
Mm. And you were persistent.
I was. And, you know, the reason that I was persistent, too, it was that because I know that God expect me to do my part.
Mm.
But I do believe that if I do my part, God will always be there because he's too good to not really be there for me.
And also, if I can go back to something you said, which I think is really important, your mother seemed to believe in whatever you set your mind to, you would be able to accomplish.
Absolutely.
And how important it is to have parents and our viewers who are watching, if you have children, how important it is to encourage children, to affirm children,
mm-hmm.
to tell them, I believe in you, and that kind of thing. And I'm sure that played a big part as well.
A lot, actually. As I can think back, I cannot remember one day, not even for one time, that my mother doubt about things that I could do. In fact, she will give me chores in the house and expect it to be done when she get back.
Mm-hmm.
And never question how I'm going to get it done, but she expect it to be done. And with those mindset, that always put me in that mindset that, you know, I never have to question that I have a handicap that prevent me to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you don't just play the trumpet casually by yourself in a corner. You've actually developed that gift. Tell us about your musical journey.
Yes. When I started playing the trumpet, two things that I have in mind, or one of the most important things that I have in mind is that to make sure that I do my best. And also, when I struggle, I pray.
Mm.
And I remember different techniques because I did not have a teacher my entire time. I think I have a teacher for a semester. And then the teacher was fired and then left the school. So I basically end up learning by myself. So my best was make sure that I practice, make sure that I observe other people. And then when I was very careful. If I know some student practice 1 hour, I will make sure that I double the time. I will practice 2. And I make progress very quickly to the point that the teachers at the school even asked me to help my fellow students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you became a mentor.
Yes.
To other students as well, even though you were dealing with some great challenge.
Yes.
In terms of your own ability to accomplish it. Now, why do you think music is so important, and how does it impact the Christian experience?
Well, for me, you know, sometimes God bless you with something, but you don't know why at first, but you realize God used it as a tool, maybe to be a witness, but also to inspire other people or to be a light. And I can see that in my life in many ways. Growing up in Haiti, I faced many struggles, and usually it's because of your belief. For example, I remember in school, people would say stuff about me because I was keeping the Sabbath. Even music teachers, professors would not give me an open door because I was keeping the Sabbath.
Now, just if I can break for a moment.
Yes.
For some of our viewers who are perhaps not acquainted with what, quotes, keeping the Sabbath really means. That means you were not doing things on the seventh day Sabbath.
Yes.
Many people call that Saturday,
mm-hmm.
the seventh day Sabbath. You were not doing that, doing normal things,
mm-hmm.
you know, go to school, mm-hmm. sweep the front steps,
mm-hmm.
You know, as a matter of daily activity, fix your car, mm-hmm. Read the newspaper.
Do your homework.
So what really were you meaning when you're saying keeping the Sabbath? It's a holy day, right?
Yes, it's a holy day. And, you know, along with all my years, I keep the Sabbath, more I understand what it's meant. For me, it's a special moment that I have with God that I should never negotiate with anyone else.
Mm.
I have, for example, it's kind of like a date that I have with God that He make Himself available for me, and I make that time available for Him. Like with the music that I used to play, basically, it's things that I do the everyday life and as part of my daily job or work, and I put those things aside. I make myself available for God.
Amen.
And I said, well, Lord, this is your time. This is my time with you. So it can be challenging for a lot of people, especially for me. It was a challenge. The reason why, because I grew up very poor. My mother was barely make it sometimes. We even have to think about the next meal the next day, and we don't know where it's coming from. So having an opportunity with music was something that was significant for me and my family, because for me, with that music, I see hope. I see a better life. But the second challenge is that, will you stay faithful to God? And it was not an easy choice. Sometimes I remember when I was younger, I would cry because I said, Lord, why? Those people who are not faithful to you, they're still having those opportunities. And then that reminds me one verse in Psalms, you know, you see the evil one, the people who don't even know God, they are the ones who make more progress. But until the end, until when you went to the sanctuary, you will see the end.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, more I try to trust God, more God will reveal to me His path. And that's what led me to even come to the U.S. And that was the perfect time when I come here in the U.S. And God opened doors for me that I never believed that could be open.
Hmm.
You mentioned growing up in a poor family, but yes. You got a full scholarship.
Oh, yeah.
To go both to undergraduate and graduate studies.
Yes.
Amazing.
Tell us the opportunities God gave you through your musical talent also to be a witness for Him to your fellow students and professors?
Yes, that's a wonderful question. When I got here, actually I came here 1 week before the big earthquake that hit Haiti in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got here, I have no family, no one. But after the earthquake, I was allowed to stay in the country. But how can you make it when you have no one in the country? So I start to trust God, and I always believe that God give you some tools to do your part, and at the same time, it will accompany you. And someone noticed me and suggested to me that I should audition at Michigan State. When I auditioned at Michigan State, they agreed to give me a full scholarship.
Michigan State University. To study an undergraduate degree. Trumpet performance?
And trumpet performance. And they give me the full scholarship. And around that time, it was still challenging too, because when you have a full scholarship and about your women board, you know, God put someone, and someone sent me a text and asked me to come to a concert. And immediately when I come to the concert, I had the chance to speak with Wynton Marsalis. He's one of the most famous trumpet players in the world. And he heard me, I mean, we met before, but when he heard me, he asked me to play for him. After I played for him, he asked me a specific question. I had no clue if that was coming. He said, if I would like to help you, how can I help you? And I think about it, but before that, I have some challenges. That's why sometimes I think that God worked things in his own time. English is not my first language. So when I came here, I had to pass an English test, and I could not understand. I do my part. And I said, Lord, this is our deal. When I do my part, you do yours. And I do my part the first time. I get close to 73%. I didn't get 75%, but the minimum was 75%. Stick it again. Get close, never pass it. At the point, I start to be discouraged, and I pray. I say, Lord, I will give everything to you. You want me to be at Michigan State, I will go. But if not, I'm not going to worry about it because you have a better plan. Believe it or not, the few days before, the director of the admission of College of Music at Michigan State told me that it was impossible, and he used that word, impossible for me to be admitted without passing that test. Few days later, after I pray, and he called me, he said, be ready to start in January. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, we decided to have you in the school in January. And I said, well, did you tell me a few days ago that it is impossible? He said, yes, I did. But believe it or not, all the faculties in the school admission decided to make an exception for you to have you in the school. And they have me in the school. And at exactly the same time, when Marsalis came up, and I told him, well, I have a full scholarship at Michigan State. But he said, and I said, maybe with my room and board. He said, how much is it? I told him it was about $10,000 to $13,000 a year. And he said, give me your address, I'll send you the check. He paid for my room and board my entire time. And God opened doors for me, went to Penn State. And now, it feels like a lot to share, but you know, sometimes God bless you to put you in a position that you can reach someone that not a pastor, not a church member can reach.
True.
In my eyes, I realized, I remember I saw that there were people who were leaving school because they could not afford school. And I started asking myself a question, why I am here? And I decided to spend some time in prayer. And the next day, I had that burden in my heart, share your faith. Share your faith. I decided to take that to heart. And I started to take opportunity to share, even if because of my faith, with the music opened door to share with professors, and because I decided to stay faithful, not going for a performance in Carnegie Hall, and not going to some other tour because I had to break the Sabbath, that opened doors for me for other faculties. But because I want to share my faith, to make it story short, I end up sharing my faith with some fellow student. Actually, one of them right now is a pastor in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania.
Praise God.
But his father was a Baptist pastor.
So he's a Seventh-day Adventist pastor?
Now he's a Seventh-day Adventist pastor.
Yeah, the young man.
Yes. And then there's another one who just met, 2017, who married with an Adventist pastor, who I met also at Michigan State. Another one from China that I met who is witnessing right now in China.
You're a musical missionary. You know, our time is almost gone. We're going to hear you play in just a little while. But share with us, you're not just playing in formal concerts. I met you a year and a half ago at a Christian convention. You're using your talent to point people to Jesus.
Amen.
What does that do for you when you see God using you to draw people closer to him?
Well, that's meant a lot for me because I know where I'm coming from and I know what salvation means to me. You know, if Jesus can give all that he has, he can risk heaven and his kingdom to save my soul. And I know that will mean a lot for him to see someone else in the kingdom. For me, if my music can reach someone that even a pastor cannot reach, and I think that's one of the best gift that God could give me.
Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, what a privilege it is to have you with us, Carlo, and
praise
to
God.
to experience this overwhelming capacity to achieve in spite of the challenges. Are you going to be playing for us a bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am planning to play a nice piece called This Is My Father's World.
Oh, that'll be delightful.
Pastor Wilson, I know you're a musician, and you know that practice is necessary, but what inspires me the most about Carlo's testimony today, it's not just about the music.
Yeah.
It's about the Savior.
Amen. Amen.
And to know that students in undergrad and graduate school, now you're working on a PhD.
Yes.
In music education?
Yes.
That wherever you go, that you're a missionary, a musical
Absolutely.
Missionary, and that lives are being changed as a result of your witness.
And I'm going to look forward to hearing the special that you're going to have for us.
Praise God.
And I just want to underscore the fact that, as has already been mentioned, as you are a missionary, mm-hmm. going from school to school, student to student, faculty to faculty, I want to be praying for you.
Please do.
That you will be a powerful witness.
Amen.
Praise Thank God. You for allowing God to work through you in such a powerful way.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Join Pastor Ted Wilson as he travels around the globe visiting amazing places and meeting incredible people who are impacting their world for Jesus. From remote villages to bustling cities, mountains to deserts, ancient vistas to recent revitalization, you won't want to miss these special field episodes of Revival for Mission on the final Friday of each month, right here on Hope Channel.